You're going to piss me off.
Okay, so it's the end of True Amsterdam, and we're just outside on a balcony having a drink, and I've got four people with me, and I'm going to just pass the mic around, and I'm going to ask them to say who they are and what they thought of True Amsterdam. So,
and there's no video here.
And there's no video, it's only audio. I'm getting
so
complaints
about
it.
So they can't see the collection of beer glasses on the table?
Hi, I'm Patrick. I've got a thing with Lego and duct tape. Not at the same moment. But anyway, just now I'm... I had a very nice discussion on should everybody be social? I don't think so. I've got a neighbor and he's... I actually don't know him, but he just lives there. And he's got a happy life, so I don't want to impose him being social on him. So it was a nice discussion.
And what did you think overall of True Amsterdam?
That I'm actually quite inspired, not on a fancy marketing way, but on a inspirational way, thinking out of the box, on a bullshit bingo dragon style.
Oh, I was distracted by listening to other things. Hi, I'm Kevin, and this is my second true event. And this has been as true as the first one was. It's been really an exciting couple of days with some very interesting speakers and ideas presented. I think there's no format that gives a better give and take kind of conversation about recruiting and the issues that we face than this particular conference, and that's what makes it so special.
Are you coming back?
When you stop recording.
One of my fours just run off. So, Rob.
Hi.
How's it been?
Yeah, it's very good. Had a very good tour Amsterdam these days. Yep.
And how do you think our Dutch friends have? What do you think they've made of the unconference format?
Well, the point is, what I like the most, I've been to through London, been to Stockholm, through Manchester, and I think through Amsterdam really shows why we are number one in social media. And I think the level of thinking about online recruitment and all its matters is on a very high level, and I think it really showed these 2 days. Yeah.
And my final guest this evening is none other than the disorganizer himself, Bill. How's it been?
It's been a great event again. I think every time you go to any true, it's slightly different. I think this time, what you get, as Rob said, you know, there's a massive use of social media and social recruiting in particular. There's some real power users and people using things very well. What was really interesting this time is when I was here, probably 9 months ago for the first True Amsterdam, we were, and this is the third event, we were talking about Twitter was predominantly the channel we were talking about, and this particular event, because of Hard Rock, various other things, we were really mostly talking about Facebook. And the other thing that was really interesting is, unlike previous events, even London, when we were talking about Facebook, there was no kickback in terms of personal space and my friends, and I don't want to do business there. So I thought that was really interesting. I think some of the tech stuff we looked at was really interesting. And it was a quite in-depth conversation with some really good content. So great 2 days. I'm going to be back for Ride and True Amsterdam in November, which I'm really looking forward to, working with Rob on Ride, Recruitment Industry Dance Event, and also a True event. And we're going to be chartering a plane over from the UK, which I hope you're going to be hearing about soon. So lots of exciting stuff happening. It's also Queen's Day, which is a massive celebration where everyone's wearing orange in Amsterdam tonight. So it's going to be a great night. It's been great being here. So thanks for all your coverage, Martin. And lastly, thanks to Broadbean and Workforce Labs for providing the money to make it happen.
Indeed. Cheers, Bill.